today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Salaam alaikum on this happy day. Yes, dear friend, congratulations, because today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him. Accept our congratulations. Today, Friday, is the 15th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Hadi. Congratulations to all of you.
نبلغاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين.
The 10th Imam, Imam Hadi. The imaginations of those who imagine are lost. The sight of those who see is short. And the words of the falsifiers vanish before understanding the wonder of his estate or being able to reach the height of his station. For he is in the position which is unlimited and in the place upon which the gazes of eyes have never fallen, neither through a single nor an expression, far be it, far it is. These were the words of Ali, son of Imam Jawad, while answering a question about the originator of existence, Allah. The beauty of the awareness of Allah exudes from the words of such an individual, as if calling out, "This must be an immaculate Imam." Imam Jawad stated, "The Imam after me is my son Ali. His command is my command. His words are my words. And obedience to him is obedience to me." The 10th Imam was known by many titles which designated his virtuous qualities. Two of the most famous of these titles were Al-Hadi, that means the guide, and Al-Naqi, that means the pure. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of today's special, congratulations to all of you on birthday anniversary of our 10th Imam, Imam Hadi, peace be upon him. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the birth anniversary of the 10th infallible Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi. About Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, it must be indicated that his birth was a graceful event in the Islamic religion and in the whole world, as he was the 10th infallible Imam. However, we find that from the time of the 10th infallible Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he was summoned from Medina to Samarra, because at that time Samarra was the seat of the Abbasid dynasties. And the Abbasid dynasties knew well that the 10th infallible Imam was in fact the grandfather of the 12th infallible Imam as the final infallible Imam. So they wanted to watch closely the activities of the 10th infallible Imam. Because of this, they took Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam from Medina to Samarra. And I mean, there was a security zone. In fact, some were like a military garrison where Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was given a home over there. And since it was like a garrison, it's called askar. Askar in Arabic means a garrison or military army. Imagine that an infallible imam is placed in a military army just within the camp of a military army. So, I mean, he was, I mean, closely watched upon day and night. Yet, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam kept a kind of relationship, I mean, a kind of secret relationship with Shiites all over the then Islamic empire, vast Islamic empire. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam wanted to prepare the Muslims and especially the Shi'is for the time of occultation of the 12th infallible Imam. Because of this, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he himself wasn't very much, I mean, in direct contact with people. Rather, he wanted to lead people by means of answering the queries and questions on paper. Now we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam did two important things in order to strengthen the doctrinal basis of Shi'is. One of them is that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam issued the Ziyarat Jami Kabira in favor of the infallible imams. The whole Ziyarat Jami Kabira contains characteristics of the infallible imams. Another one is that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam issued a very important Ziyarat text in favor of Imam Ali alayhi salam to be recited on the day of Ghadir Khum. This text is known as the Ziyarat Ghadiriyyah. In it, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam highlights the unique characteristics of Imam Ali alayhi salam based on the Quranic verses revealed in this connection. Thank you.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
After Imam Muhammad al-Jawad was poisoned, Imam Ali al-Hadi lived in Medina, where he remained for several years. The levels of oppression increased drastically under the Abbasid ruler Mutawakkil. A companion of Imam Hadi narrates, "I was walking with Imam al-Hadi in Medina and wanted to ask him a question when he said to me, 'We are in the middle of the road in public and this is not the situation.' This encounter hints at the terror exercised under Mutawakkil's rule, such that it led Imam al-Hadi to keep Shia religious matters confidential. Mutawakkil forcibly took Imam al-Hadi to Samarra, an Abbasid city north of Baghdad, and imprisoned him. The 10th Imam thus maintained secret communications with the Shia living in various areas. Through an intricate network of representatives, Imam al-Hadi would receive the religious dues from observant believers as well as answer questions of faith, Islamic law, and politics. Congratulations on birthday anniversary of our 10th Imam, Imam Hadi, peace be upon him.
Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Now we'll listen a little about the special moral features of Imam. The Imam was unique in asceticism, devotion, and prayers, so that when the agent and officials of Mutawakkil attacked his house, they saw him busy praying in a simple room. He had a great attachment and affiliation with the Holy Quran. Whenever he was free from the works of the people, he would recite Quran. He conducted people with a smiling and bloom face. And when he walked, he took slow steps. He attended and helped the afflicted ones. Sometimes he would grant up to 30,000 dinars to the have-nots, needy and problem-stricken people. So that when Mutawakkil sent 30,000 dinars for him, he gave all of it to a needy and poor Arab. The mother of Mutawakkil had become enamored and fascinated by the devotion and asceticism and faith of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him. On the day when Mutawakkil fell ill, his foot was injured and the physicians got unable and helpless regarding his treatment. His mother sent someone to Imam's house to request him for a medicine. The Imam, peace be upon him, recommended a medicine to him by which Mutawakkil was treated and cured, and all the physicians were astonished at it. His mother sent 1,000 dinars as a gratitude in connection with his being cured. He distributed all of that money among the afflicted ones.
As one of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, so that this person can go to the grave of Aba Abdullah and ask Allah next to the grave of Aba Abdullah to cure me. So this man, Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari, he finds a man by the name of Ali ibn Bilal. This man was also a well-known Shia, a well-known follower of the Ahlul Bayt. He goes to Ali ibn Bilal, he tells him the Imam has money. He wants you to go and travel. Go to the grave of Hussein, do dua, ask Allah to heal the 10th Imam, Imam al-Hadi. So Ali ibn Bilal, he asks Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari, he tells him, isn't the Imam, he himself is an Imam. If you want me to go and visit Hussein, who is an Imam, al-Hadi is an Imam as well. So Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari, he comes to the Imam and he tells him, O son of Rasulullah, why is it that you want this person to go and pray for you in Karbala when you yourself are an Imam? The Imam replied, Rasulullah ashraf min al-Ka'bah wal-Hajar. Rasulullah was better and is better and holier than the Ka'bah and the stone, the black stone. But Rasulullah, he did the tawaf around the Ka'bah. And he went and he held on to the black stone because there are certain places where Allah likes to be asked. And there are certain places where Allah answers the dua much faster. And the grave of my grandfather Hussein is one of those places. You see, the Imam, he instilled in the Shia the love for Imam al-Hussein. And this was something that all of the Ahlul Bayt did. Every single Imam, they did this. They taught their followers to visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, on the birthday anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, please accept our congratulations and fi amanillah.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last.